A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On that day they will sing this song in the land of Judah. A strong city have we. He sets up walls and ramparts to protect us. Open up the gates to let in a nation that is just, one that keeps faith, a nation of firm purpose you keep in peace for its trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock. He humbles those in high places, and the lofty city he brings down. He tumbles it to the ground, levels it with the dust. It is trampled underfoot by the needy, by the footsteps of the poor. The word of the Lord. Our first reading for this day in Advent comes again from the prophet Isaiah and begins on that day. When I was a kid growing up, that day, Dies Illa, was a day of wrath. Dies Irae, Dies Illa. It was something that frightened us, the day of judgment. However, in our reading today, it is not ominous, frightening like that. On that day that's referred to here in Isaiah is a day for rejoicing, a day for hope, a day of victory for our God. As the reading says, on that day we will sing this song in the land of Judah, a strong city have we. That phrase, on that day, has been with us throughout the Advent season and will continue to be with us throughout this week. Monday, the text from Isaiah also spoke about on that day. Tuesday, we had different readings because of the Feast of St. Andrew, but then yesterday, also on that day, behold our God. And it continues. Tomorrow, on Friday, we also find within the text, on that day, the deaf shall hear, the blind shall see. Saturday, again, on that day, the lambs will graze in spacious meadows. And this coming Sunday, the second Sunday of Advent, again, on that day, a shoot will sprout from the stump of Jesse. On that day, that which one looks forward to with expectation, anticipation, is indeed something about which we can rejoice. The blind will see. The lion will lie down with the lamb. There will be a feast of rich food, fine wines, swords turned into plowshares on that day. What day then is that day to which all these Isaiah texts refer, that reveal Isaiah's hopes, visions, dreams? We have these readings during the Advent season because in some ways that day has already come. That day is the one we look back to when we celebrate the Incarnation. And so in another way, that day is Christmas Day, the day we celebrate the Incarnation and the Christmas season. Not that yet, of course, all that Isaiah envisioned has come to pass, but nevertheless, that day in the past, that which we celebrate on Christmas, that is the day of salvation. And that is what Isaiah is talking about in his beautiful imagery. On that day, God will come. The Lord will be here to save us. That day will be the day of salvation. Not a day of wrath, not a day of fear, not a day of judgment. On that day, indeed, there will be rejoicing. laughter. Every tear will be wiped away, as again one of our Isaiah readings said during this week. But yet, that day is not simply the day 2,000 years ago, or the day that we celebrate coming up at the end of Advent, Christmas Day. In one sense, that day is now, is this day. It is on this day that God comes, that Christ comes. There is that theme, that sense in the New Testament about how in the teaching of Jesus, we are always to be ready. We never know the day or the hour that we are to be ready, prepared. And in the writings of Paul, the sense that now is the moment of salvation. In other words, when we hear God's word, when the word is proclaimed, on that day, when the word is proclaimed, namely on this day, when we hear that word, now is the time to turn back to God. Now is the moment for repentance. Now is the day to take seriously. Not to say, oh, I must think about this tomorrow, or I will get to this later, or this is something to which I want to give further consideration after the holidays are over and I have more time. No, there's a certain urgency in the New Testament, in the teaching of Jesus, and in what Paul himself has to say, that we ought not put off till tomorrow our response to the gospel that we hear today. Now is the day of salvation. When we hear these words of Isaiah, they should make us stop, pause, and in one sense, commit ourselves today, at this moment, at this hour, to renew, to deepen, to open ourselves to the coming of Christ. For indeed, our God is Immanuel, Emmanuel, the one who is with us. Not only the one that Moses discovered at the bush in the sense of the one who is, but the one who is with us, the one who is coming, the one who is here, the one who is now, who offers us today the opportunity to respond and say yes. Yes, on this day, for indeed that day is today.